From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 968th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
It's all your fault, all your fault, that I'm feeling blue every day. Yes, it's all your fault, all your fault, 'cause you threw a dream love away. I won your heart and the victory was sweet. With every kiss, life became more complete. But now you've grown tired of a love that is true, and it's your fault that I feel the way that I do. Yes, it's all your fault, all your fault, that I'm feeling blue every day. Yes, it's all your fault, all your fault, 'cause you threw a dream love away.
Sir, thank you, neighbors. Thanks a lot, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, here's Grant Turner to lead off with a list of tonight's entertainers.
And, Ray, I'm ready. First off, we got that funny man from Hohenwald, Rod Brassfield, and that country gal, June Carter.
Yes, sir, and our guitar-picking friend, Chet Atkins.
And string bean is Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guest, Bill Monroe. But right now, here's the man who says it's hard to judge a woman by her clothes nowadays because there's too little evidence. Rod Brassfield!
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you that very... Howdy, Mr. Ray. Glad to see you, buddy.
Well, it's good to see you, Rod.
How in the world are you?
Oh, doing fine. By the way, Rod, you come from a farm.
I come from a farm.
And you went to a school. I want to ask you a question.
All right, what is it?
Is it proper to say a hen is setting or sitting?
I don't worry about that, Ray. All I want to know is when she cackles, is she laying or lying?
Speaking of the farm, Rod, how's everything down on the farm?
Oh, we're getting along pretty good down there.
How's Uncle Sapp these days?
Oh, that poor thing's been sick.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's suffering from insomnia.
You mean he can't sleep?
No, he can't sleep at night. He has to drink 2 glasses of old Mountain Dew every night just before he goes to bed.
Well, does it make him sleep?
No, but it makes him happy to stay awake.
Me and him went fishing, Ray, the other day.
Yeah.
We went fishing down there on Indian Creek.
Yeah.
And I took about a quart of that old Mountain Dew with me, you know, just in case of a rattlesnake bite, you know.
Yeah, well, what did Uncle Sy take?
What did he take?
Yeah.
Couple of rattlesnakes.
I'm telling you, he's a rounder. Rod, by the way, how's your girlfriend Susie getting along?
Oh, Susie, I wish you wouldn't mention her name. I'm a good mind to smack you down.
What's the matter,
y'all?
Because
I'm mad at her.
Y'all fussing
again?
And
she's mad at me. We're just fighting up a storm.
Well,
just because I took her to lunch the other night, you know, one of them nightclubs, a big fancy deal.
Took her out to dinner, yeah.
Yeah, I took her out to dinner in this fancy nightclub, and when we got home that night, she said she'd never go out with me again.
She did?
Yeah, she said I simply covered myself with disgrace. And I said, no, honey, it was gravy. She said, why, you sat there in this fine place and ate with your knife. And I said, well, the fork leaked. Then she says to me, says, "Why did you tie that string around that little old olive before you ate it?"
Well, Rod, by the way, why did you tie that string around that olive?
Well, I wasn't sure I was going to like it.
Thank you, Rod Brasfield. Well, tonight we've got a very special guest here with us at the Opry, an entertainer who's been pleasing crowds for as long as he's been in show business. Here he is. Let's make him welcome Bill Monroe. Bill, it's great to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Ray, and it's always a pleasure to be on the network portion of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, that's a good deal. Right now, Bill, I know everybody out there is waiting to hear you sing. So how about doing that new favorite of mine you did recently for Decca Records, the one about the horse race, you know, Molly and Ten Brooks. Right.
Run, old Molly, run, run, old Molly, run. Ten Brooks going to beat you. Bright shining sun, bright shining sun, the road to the bright shining sun. Ten Brooks wants to beat Bay Horse and run and shaggy man. He run all around me, but he beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, beat the Memphis train. See that train to come out, it's coming around that curve. See what Ten Brooks run out, it's turning every curve. Turning every curve, oh Lord, turning every nerve. The women's all a laughing, the children all a crying. Men's all a hollering, oh, Ten Brooks is lying. Oh, Ten Brooks is lying, oh Lord, oh, Ten Brooks is lying. Kiper, Kiper, you're not a riding right. Molly's a beating old Tin Rug, clear out of sight. Clear out of sight, oh Lord, clear out of sight. Kiper, 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 my son. Little old Tin Rug's a bridle, little Tin Rug's run. Little Tin Rug's run, oh Lord, little Tin Rug's run. Coffin ready made, oh Lord, coffin ready made. Little Tin Brooks run, oh Lord, little Tin Brooks run.
Hey, Mr. Price.
Yeah, Rod.
Don't everybody make mistakes at one time or another?
Yes, indeed, Rod, but there's one mistake I never make. And that's packing my pipe with the wrong smoking tobacco.
Well, any feller who packs his pipe with anything but Prince Albert smoking tobacco is off his rocker anyhow.
Well, I wouldn't go that strong, Rod, but any pipe smoker who wants a cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke should try Prince Albert.
You're doggone tootin' he should. Prince Albert's always fresh, crimp cut, so it packs just right and burns so cool and lazy-like. And P.A. tastes so good, too.
Naturally, Rod, that's because the special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural tobacco flavor and goodness.
And for making cigarettes, you just can't beat Prince Albert in an OCB paper. Rolls so easy, stays put, and tastes so good and mild.
Yes, sir, pipe smoker or making man, enjoy a most comfortable smoke with Prince Albert smoking tobacco, America's joy smoke. Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers, and Katie Hill, so grab a partner and join in the fun.
Ladies on the inside, gents on the outside, all hands up and dance by. Ladies left and gents to the right, dance like it ain't a fair night. Turn around, you're going along, dance. Just partner, no more, one beat, a beat, a smile. Way, way, back to a hard ball. Swing, ball, swing, ball, swing, and gals in Arkansas. Later, ladies, you know, so later, I'm going to gents and go, hands up, go, and turn the left, swing, that's on a fire ship. Swing, ball, swing, ball, everybody swing, don't go. Saturday night.
Thank you, Tommy and Square Dancers. That's just what we needed to get things stirred up. But even with the echoes of the fiddle and the dancers still ringing in our ears, there's something wonderful and grand about real country living, because out in the country we're all a little closer to God and to His ways. It's all told and explained here in this hymn.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about.
Beautiful, Ray. Well, thank you, Grant. I'm glad you liked it. Now, what do you say we change the pace a little and hear some fine guitar playing?
Well, I'm for that, Ray. We got just the man to do it, Chet Atkins.
Playing Armin's theme. great work, Chet. Thanks a lot. Right now it's time, though, we had some real beauty on the show. So here she is, that pretty little country girl, Miss June Carter.
Howdy, Ray.
Hi, June.
You know, about 2 weeks ago, I took my farewell to this show. I wasn't going to come back no more until the fall.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to say that's the shortest summer I ever went through with in my life. Cousin Minnie Pearl didn't get to be with us tonight, so I just come on down here and just thought it'd be all right this one time if I just come on down here. I was on my way home from the fashion show.
Fashion show?
Yeah, I got on me one of these here new sack dresses.
You see? I see you have, yeah.
They had all kinds of girls there. They had them in these new sack dresses, and then they had them, they had one. You ought to have seen her.
Yeah.
She was a big old blonde.
Yeah.
And she had all of them new tight kind of dresses. His one of them, with a sinking neckline, only hers had already sunk.
June,
it was too tight. You ought to have seen her. She was back there, I mean, to go.
I saw her, June. I just started to say.
Oh, it's the tightest dress.
Wow, that dress was most becoming.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be coming off any minute now. It was the tightest thing. It was one of them backless, strapless, bottomless, topless evening gowns. We found out a few minutes ago it was a belt. It was too tight. It was tighter than her skin.
Well, now, wait a minute, June. How do you know that dress was tighter than her skin?
Well, she can sit down in her skin. She couldn't sit down in that dress. No. I know that for a fact.
How do you know that?
Because in she come and down she sought and popped her dress and up she got. they had all kinds of dresses. Now this is the new chemise look that I've got on.
Chemise?
It's a sack dress. I won second prize in the Saggy Baggy Dress Contest.
The second prize?
Yeah.
Who won first?
Well, this old farmer went by with a load of taters and a sack of them fell off and he won first prize with his with his sack of taters. But I'd just like everybody to know that I had a few fans at that fashion show, and everybody didn't think I was so funny looking in my new sack dress. Fact of it is, I have a poem here that was given to me by an admirer of mine.
Is that right?
Yes, and I'd like to read it. I haven't read it yet, but I just know it's a wonderful thought in this poem. And I'm going to read it to the folks. Young girl, wearing your new chemise, just who do you think you're going to please? It's hanging on you like a bag, all rolled up in one big sag. Are you fat or are you skinny? Any man would give a penny just to know what you're trying to hide. Young girl, just what have you got inside? Mr. Price, you know the other night I thought I had that old boyfriend trapped?
Yeah.
We was a-sitting there in the moonlight, and he heaved a great big sigh, sort of, and said, I sure feel sorry for the fellas that have to go through life alone. And kind of soft-like, I said, now, honey, you don't have to go through life alone.
Well, what did he say?
Well, quick as a flash, he says, oh, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the fellas that ain't discovered the companionship of a pipe of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, I know what he means, June. Prince Albert is a big comfort to a man. Gives him the most comfortable smoke he can get. PA's always fresh. And it's crimp cut so it packs easy and burns cool and lazy-like. Tastes good. And if you're a making man, Prince Albert can't be beat. Enjoy a most comfortable smoke with good Prince Albert.
I've got to admit, PA's tough to beat.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
Now here's our guest singing, I'm sitting on top of the world. Let's make him welcome again, Bill Monroe.
But now she's gone and I don't worry. But I'm sitting on top of the world. call me in Dallas and El Paso. Said, come on, Daddy, Lord, I need you so. But now she's gone and I don't worry. But I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River, long deep in mine. The one I'm loving from the other side. But now she's gone and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Well, Bill, it was great having you with us tonight. You got to come back real soon. Now, Grant, how about you introducing our next entertainer?
All right, Ray, I might say it's always a pleasure. He's a man we could all look up to. You're a friend of mine, the Kentucky Wonder, String Bean.
When you walk up to the jukebox and you slip a nickel in, you can bet your bottom dollar when that rack starts to spin, you'll hear that fiddle and the guitar with that honky-tonky sound. It's that hillbilly fever that's spreading all around. Oh, the hillbilly fever going around. Oh, that good old mountain music got me down. It's got me robbing castles, throwing rides, and slipping around. Hillbilly fever going around. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. When you get that jumpy feeling and you don't know what is wrong, don't you worry about it, brother, there's a brand new mountain song. Got the whole and country rocking with that big apple bee. Get that hillbilly hoedown that'll shake you off your feet. Good hillbilly fever going around. Oh, that good old mountain music got me down. I spent a Sunday down in Tennessee and here's what I found. Hillbilly fever going around. Oh, hillbilly fever going around. Oh, that good old mountain music got me down. I stopped in Chattanooga to get a shine and I heard this sound. That hillbilly fever going around. Thank you.
Thank you, String Bean. Now, Ray, I know everybody's waiting to hear a song from you, but first off, how about telling us a little about where you've been and where you're heading for?
Well, Grant, last week we was down in the great state of Texas doing a tour. We was down in Houston, Texas for 3 days for the firemen, and then, of course, down in Louisiana and on up into Oklahoma City. And then we're going to extend the tour. That's with Johnny Jack, Kitty Wells, and Tennessee Mountain Boys. All of us are going to be up in Columbus, Georgia next week, and Dublin, Georgia, and then Huntsville, Alabama, and we're going up to Richmond, Virginia. We're going to end up there. So we've got a real nice tour lined up, and we'd like to dedicate to all the people we've met on these tours and the people we're going to meet our latest Columbia record. It goes like this.
He's lying little, sits at parquet. Those same loving arms that I miss. His foolish heart let me part from those sweet tender lips I long to kiss. I hear the ticking of the clock as it begs me then to stop. Each picture on the wall seemed to cry, and that old rusty gate, I can hear it beg me wait while the curtain in the the window, wave goodbye. In memory, I still can see those same loving arms that held me tight. Oh, how I miss the tender kiss from those same two lips that I kissed goodbye. I hear the ticking of the clock as it begged me then to stop. Each picture on the wall seemed to cry, and that old rusty gate, I can hear it beg me wave, while the curtain in the window wave goodbye.
For tonight, neighbors, but I just want to say that it was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. We want you to be back next week when Roy Acuff will be running the show along with his guest, Benny Martin. Tell them this is Ray Price saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Maybe you folks have noticed something about Camel cigarette advertising in magazines, newspapers, and on television that's a little different from the rest. It's just that the people you see in Camel ads are real people, shown doing the jobs they actually hold down in real life. No make-believe. Well, sir, the very same thing is true of the cigarette itself. No make-believe about Camels. The mildness of the smoke comes from the only thing it can come from, the costly tobaccos used in Camels. Same with the flavor. It's so rich and good and fine-tasting because the tobacco is. You see, the Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for flavor and mildness. No wonder more people today smoke Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. How about finding that out for yourself? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.